Google's parent company Alphabet reportedly wants to buy Fitbit. If the sale goes ahead, it would make Google a major player in the market for fitness trackers. It could also open the door for Google to compete with Apple's smartwatch and make a splash in the broader market for wearable technology. Paresh Dave broke the news. He's technology correspondent for Reuters. And Paresh, we still don't know whether this deal will happen or what Google reportedly offered Fitbit. But really, the big question is, why would a company like Google want to buy Fitbit?
Google has really been investing in developing its own hardware the last few years. And that's because it's seeing companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, all of its, you know, big rivals also invest in hardware. And these smartwatches, these fitness trackers, wearables, whatever you want to call what Fitbit makes, they're another opportunity to put a computer with you at a time when you might not have a phone right next to you when you're working out, for instance.
Right, right. Fitbit's stock price surged 27% after this news yesterday. Google's went up by 2%. Why do investors like this idea?
For Fitbit, the issue is that the company's sort of been struggling the last few years. A few years ago, the stock was at around almost $50. Now it's barely pushing $5. You know, a few years ago, Fitbit was the thing that people wanted. They had this whole gamification element, you know, where you'd be competing against your friends and everyone would be talking about their like Fitbit scores. That's gone by the wayside thanks to Apple and what Apple has been able to do with its watch and sort of make it the must have item. On the Alphabet and Google side, you know, Amazon's not yet in wearables. And so this is an opportunity to sort of push ahead.
Fitbit, when it came out back in 2007, it was really one of the only devices in the world known as wearable tech. But how big is this market for wearable tech and how much of it does Fitbit actually claim right now?
Yeah, one of the questions is whether the novelty of this has worn off and you know, whether it was sort of a fad. You know, whenever I see a smartwatch, it's usually an Apple Watch.
I know my Fitbit is collecting dust in one of the drawers. It's not something that I've really been seeing lately either.
And it's surprising because a lot of the early reviews of the device said that it, you know, it has the best software around. But, you know, at this point, you know, they're under 10% market share and there's a lot of questions about how much bigger the smartwatch market gets. So I think that's the opportunity Google sees to put sort of new life into this brand.
You mentioned Apple Watch. Earlier this year, Google bought some smartwatch IP from the Fossil Group for about $40 million. Do we know what Google plans to do with that? Are they getting into the smartwatch market?
The plans for that are sort of unclear at this point. But, you know, we do know that Google a few years ago was working on a watch. They did look at the idea. And there's been a lot of questions over the last couple of years. When is Google's Pixel smartwatch going to come out? And Pixel is what they call their smartphone and other devices. So there's been a lot of speculation about that and certainly user interest in such a device.
We will definitely be watching this potential acquisition from Google of Fitbit. Thank you so much. That's Paresh Dave. He's technology correspondent for Reuters. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.